Okay, Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com, with a crypto update about our platform. And if you are part of a crypto project and you want to be considered to be included in our platform, our ecosystem, please let me know and listen if you wish, and I'll give you an email address of how to contact us. Let me just say something right up front here, and then I'll give out a lot more details. But right up front, I want to say that we have already announced by name Monero as one of the coins that we are going to be implementing as a tipping system for Brighteon.com and also Brighteon.tv. And there are lots of applications for other platforms. I also want to be clear, I have not spoken to anybody from Monero. Nobody from Monero has, successfully reached out to me. Well, maybe they've tried, but I haven't interviewed anybody from Monero, and I don't know anybody from Monero. And a friend of mine jokingly said, maybe that's the reason that you're happy to implement them, because you don't know about all the drama in all the crypto world, right? And actually, I do. I actually do know about all the drama, and I have accidentally stepped into a little bit of drama with one project, and we're still trying to see if that's going to work itself out. But I stepped into kind of some infighting that apparently is very, very common in the crypto space. So we're just trying to sort that out. But the thing is, we want to be crypto agnostic as a platform, as long as they are privacy oriented coins. Okay. So my intention is to ultimately be able to list as an option, an action option for our users, our content creators, our viewers and fans and so on, the ability to do lots of things, to take lots of different actions using many different privacy-oriented tokens. And let me put this offer out there for anyone listening who may be involved in these projects, because perhaps I didn't explain this clearly enough before. And what I found is that people actually don't believe how good this good news is. And I've actually run into some resistance because people think it's too good to be true. So here's my offer. I want to identify viable crypto projects that have privacy features. I want to, and I ask for nothing in return, other than perhaps some development integration assistance with just answering questions for our devs. So I'm not asking for any coins, not asking for any payments, unlike the exchanges and so on. I'm only asking for an honestly run project or multiple projects that are run by sane people who are rational people that can have rational discussions about implementing your coins on the platforms that I control, that I own, and that we are building. There's more coming, by the way. And what we want to do is simply implement your coins. We want to give it a use case. We want to educate people about your coins. And there is no charge from me or from my companies in order to do any of this. This is not a scam. It's not payola. You don't have to pay me off or bribe me. You don't have to try to extort me. You don't have to try to threaten me. You don't have to do anything except just help us help you implement your coin. Because unlike 99.9% of the people in the crypto space, I am not stepping foot in this out of a simple self-interest to buy low and sell high. That is not my interest here. My interest is in helping keep people free, right? Pro-liberty, pro-freedom, to help people migrate out of the collapsing fiat currency system and to move into decentralized finance. So, and in order to do so, to create an ecosystem that functions well in this space using the platforms that we have, and to help introduce, digital wallets and privacy features and concepts of decentralized finance and concepts of cross-chain swaps and these types of things. That is my sole interest in this project. I want to apply it. I want to have the utility for our users. Now, I have, well, through my company, I have purchased a considerable amount of some privacy-oriented coins as part of a marketing budget with the intention of giving many of them, perhaps most, away to users across our networks. And again, this is not something that I asked anybody else to pay for. This is something we did ourselves. And also, I should clarify that I own crypto now, although I did not 6 months ago, but I own crypto now because I believe the fiat currency banking system is collapsing. And I have shifted my savings, as I have said publicly, shifted my own personal after-tax savings into three things, which is gold and silver and crypto. So that's what I'm doing personally. So I hold some amount of Bitcoin, some amount of Monero, some amount of, you know, Ethereum, some amount of a bunch of other coins personally. But my company owns coins in the space of privacy coins in order to be able to donate those out to people who incorporate wallets, you know, who launch wallets and use these features on our platforms. And that's part of my idea to help advocate for the application, or let's say the implementation of this technology across our user base. Now, so if you have a coin out there and it has privacy features and you would like to simply be included, or you'd like to just be one of the options that we offer our users for making donations or tipping systems or e-commerce, because my intention is to actually expand this to many, many online retailers that I personally know, that I have relationships with, that also want to accept cryptocurrency, especially if we do it first. They want to kind of see how we do it, and they want to borrow our code and so on. And we're going to make all our code open source. You know, we'll share it. You know, any code for implementation, we will contribute back to the community. Again, if you have a crypto project and you want us to be aware of it, you can email us at the following email. It is situationupdate@protonmail.com. Again, that's situationupdate@protonmail.com. Now, with that said, at the same time, if your community is involved in a civil war, a bunch of drama, if your key people or founders or whoever are insane, I want no part of your project, because we are trying to bring people options to exit the chaos of the fiat currency system. I don't want to bring people into some new chaos in the crypto space, which sadly, I know some of you are laughing. There's, you know, the crypto space is a lot of chaos. It seems. Nevertheless, the concept is still very valid of decentralized finance, peer-to-peer cryptocurrency. And especially, I love the idea of not having one person in charge, because we've seen this in every sector of society, you know, banking or science or technology, and also in crypto, is that the more power you have concentrated into the hands of fewer and fewer people, the more insane those people become, you know, drunk with power. Sometimes they go bonkers. I mean, look at the central banks printing money like mad, right? And they're just hungry with power to dominate the world because they can print wealth from nothing. Well, look at Sam Bankman-Fried with FTX. He did the same thing in the crypto space. He printed crypto digitally and then assigned it value and then made himself a billionaire out of nothing. And then used that money to bribe a bunch of politicians, and he tried to keep himself out of jail. Doesn't look like that's going to maybe work out. But the concentration of power into the hands of the few is a very dangerous thing. And so we want to support not only privacy-oriented coins that are decentralized, but we also want to support more than one coin, so that we're not saying, oh, you have to use this one coin, or you have to use Monero. Although, again, that's the first coin we're implementing, but it won't be the last. And I also don't want to, I don't want to have direct support for Bitcoin solely, not that I don't like the concepts of Bitcoin. It's just that the blockchain is so transparent, there are really no privacy features in Bitcoin. You know, it's hard to achieve privacy. There are some interesting things you can do, like you can use Wasabi Wallet that I mentioned the other day. Wasabi Wallet is it has some privacy features, well, very good privacy features for Bitcoin, but you can only use a receive address one time in that wallet system. And that's not going to work for a platform because we want people to be able to post their wallet receive addresses publicly and to not have their wallet history compromised by the fact that they have publicly, you know, put this address out there. And in addition, I don't want somebody from the corporate media, for example, to come in and just pull all the wallet addresses. Like if we supported Bitcoin, they could come in, pull all the Bitcoin receive addresses and then just start looking through everybody's Bitcoin wallets. Like, what did these people purchase? You know, people who post videos. Maybe it's a video that is a controversial topic, you know, vaccines or whatever, elections. And so we really can't implement coins that don't have good privacy. And so that's my call to say we're only going to work with privacy-oriented coins and we're not going to work with BTC. But I'm not anti-Bitcoin, just to be clear. Bitcoin is, I think, the universal crypto that people can use Bitcoin to move in and out of the other coins, especially the privacy coins, assuming there are any exchanges remaining after the SEC gets done suing everybody in the industry, Binance and Coinbase and whoever else. You can tell the SEC is desperate, right? You can tell how desperate the banking system is because they realize that people are moving out of the fiat currency system and they're moving into the crypto space on purpose. And now I think the banking system feels very threatened more than ever. And this is why they're trying to destroy crypto. And this is why it's almost urgent that we embrace crypto honestly, ethically, with transparency. I strongly believe in these principles. This is why I've been publicly describing what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, what my positions are, that I've acquired coins in these spaces, what my intentions are to implement, to apply this technology, to integrate it into our websites, and so on. And also in this entire process, you will notice I have never, ever stated that you should buy any one coin. I've also never made any price predictions on any coins. You notice that? Because actually my official position is I would be happy if these coins never moved in price, if they just held their current value, I would be thrilled because I don't need the volatility. I just need a decentralized system where I have control over my own finances, or you have control over your own finances, right? Because we're all tired of being told by the banks, oh, you can't have your money. No, we need to interrogate you. We need to ask questions. Oh, what do you plan to do with this money? Why do you need this cash? Why do you need to wire this money? Oh, you're going to buy gold? Oh, that you shouldn't do that. Do you know these gold people, right? These kinds of things. And the proper answer to the banker is, I don't even know you. I mean, have my money in your bank. I don't know who you are. And who are you to ask me if I know somebody else? But it's clear the banking system, the regular banking system, can't be trusted with your money. That's been made crystal clear. It's also clear that risky crypto projects and rug pulls and so on also can't be trusted with your money, right? But we want to provide the best way possible for people to transact digitally. And you don't have to keep your digital money in any particular coin. You could, if you believe in, let's say, stable coins, you could transfer it. Let's say you have a video channel in Brighton and people tip you a bunch of money in some privacy crypto like Monero. You could take that Monero, you could swap it for Bitcoin, or you could swap it for USDT or whatever, and you could put it in a stable coin if you think that's stable. So you don't have to keep it in the privacy coin. You can. It's actually more private if you do, because once you swap it out for BTC, let's say, boom, you now have a very visible transaction and a visible wallet, and that may not be your goal. So And also, by the way, exchanges in and out of privacy coins tend to be somewhat pricey because the liquidity is not the same as doing something like a BTC to Litecoin exchange, let's say. So less liquidity often means, you know, higher fees in order to do this. But it's up to you. It's not up to me. It's up to you. You can do with it what you wish. And the best part is, as we implement these tipping systems on our platforms, we, the platform host, we don't even know who received what tips because it doesn't go through us. It goes peer-to-peer. It goes from the tipping person's wallet to your wallet as the content creator and doesn't go through us. We don't take a cut. We don't have a log file on our server. How could we? It's your receive address. People just send to it when they feel like it. We have no knowledge of that transaction. So why is this good? Well, because let's say that some government agency wants to snoop into your wallet or your transactions, and they come to us and they issue us a court order. Give us everything you have on the transactions going to this wallet, which belongs to this user on your network, okay? Our answer would be, here's everything we have, blank page. And it's not a trick. It's honest. It's accurate. Everything we have is right here. It's blank. There's nothing. We don't have anything. All we know is this user's wallet address because they posted it. We have no idea how many transactions they've received, and nor do we want to know. You see, the value of this. Now, I'm shocked that there aren't more platforms doing what I'm talking about. I really am. I'm shocked that there aren't more use cases of crypto. It seems like the history of crypto up until recently has been just about, making money, FOMO, right? Buy low, sell high, speculation. That was most of crypto, and very few people were actually using it in ways that I'm talking about. And perhaps that's why some people, even right now, have such a hard time believing that my entire goal here is to apply this tech. But frankly, honestly, I'm a little bit offended by the fact that more people aren't getting this. I feel like the crypto community should be a little more helpful here, given that I'm trying to trailblaze the implementation of crypto technology in use cases that show its utility without even talking about price or speculation. At any price, it has high utility. And I frankly expected a little more of an upbeat, positive, interaction about these issues. And perhaps that's what I will experience as I interact with more and more projects. But I'm just shocked that it's hard for a lot of people to believe that someone like me wants to implement their technology and isn't running a scam, right? Isn't running a fraud, isn't running a scheme, just simply wants to implement it, buy the coins, give them away, add value to the network. And like, that's just unbelievable. No one's heard of that before. What? An honest person wanting to use crypto for what it was supposedly intended for? What? We've never seen that before. That looks like an alien, I would think that there'd be more people doing what I'm doing. But for whatever reason, so far, no. Honestly, I'm at a bit of a loss for words on that point. I honestly don't know why, because cryptocurrency solves some really key problems. Gets people out of the centralized fiat currency banking system, which is breaking. It gives people control over their money. It is borderless. It is global. It's relatively fast and relatively inexpensive for the right types of coins and projects. And with the privacy features of some coins, it's fully private. I mean, what's not to like about it? Like, how could you screw this up? It's such great technology, and it solves so many great problems, like about tipping or e-commerce or loyalty point type of things. You know, you could reward people for through things like attention tokens, you know, like Brave has done with the Brave browser. It has such amazing applications. I just can't believe that more people don't see it at this point, or that more people aren't using it in this way, or that more people aren't accepting the fact that I'm trying to use it in this way. So I'm doing the best I can in this space. And, you know, no good deed goes unpunished, by the way, just to be clear. If you try to do anything good in this world, you will be attacked and blamed for it. Just rest assured. You try to do anything good, you try to do anything honest, you'll be attacked. Now, if you're a dishonest person, you know, you'll be propped up by the media as the most amazing angel. You know, if you're a total scammer, criminal, fraud, thief, then, oh yeah, everybody will be told that you're awesome. If you're honest, because our world doesn't want honesty, then you will be rejected. All kinds of questions and suspicion will be raised about you because, well, we've never seen honest people before. So just keep that in mind in everything that you do in society right now. If you operate with ethics, morality, honesty, transparency, and truth, that will be an alien concept to a lot of people that you interact with because that's not where they're coming from. And they tend to project their dark selves onto you, their shadow selves. They, whatever crazy crap they're doing, they project it onto you. And you know, you've probably seen this all throughout COVID and the pandemic and the vaccines and everything. And you know, where the people who took all the booster shots would claim that they need to lock up the unvaccinated because the unvaccinated might be a danger and spreading filth and disease, right? Meanwhile, actually the vaccinated people are shedding spike protein all over everyone. So they're projecting their toxins onto everyone else, but blaming you. You know, there's many examples of that in this world, which is why we have to be diligent. We have to persevere. We have to be transparent. We have to communicate. Maybe I haven't done as good a job communicating as I should have. That's why I'm recording this podcast. Just to summarize this, again, if you are part of a project and if all of this makes sense to you and you understand that I don't want anything from you, I'm not asking for anything other than, you know, maybe some R&D integration help, but I am interested in implementing your project for the purpose that it was probably originally intended, which is to let people engage in digital transactions of value. I am your perfect use case. Here I am, ready to implement. You can't ask for a more golden opportunity. In a world where everybody else is fleeing crypto and the SEC is trying to shut everything down, here I am wanting to support this ecosystem of digital money, and I am ready and willing to help those who approach this with a sense of honesty, sanity, and rationality, and transparency. So that's my position. So that resonates with you, reach out to us. Okay, and I promise to keep you all posted about our implementation of whatever various technologies come our way. I am actively researching. I'm actively engaged in a lot of due diligence. I'm actively communicating with several different groups, reading white papers and things like that. So you might hear that I'm talking to somebody. You might hear that I'm looking into something. You might find out that I am testing a project, testing a coin, talking to licensees of various companies that have various Web3 technologies, whatever. It's all true. I'm talking to lots of people right now, trying to find the best solutions. And I'm determined to do so, even if I have to wade through a quagmire every once in a while to get there. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com. I want to wish you the most freedom and liberty and happiness that you can enjoy, and health, by the way. And let's hopefully work together to make that happen. Thanks for listening. Take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.